For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphis joins me for his monthly interview on A-State Connections. He starts the interview by talking about a special guest coming to Arkansas State to speak Monday night, President Bill Clinton.
You know, President Clinton has been on our campus before I got here, certainly, and he has a long history, not just in the state, but also up in this region of the state, and on our campus in particular. He helped provide funding from the state to build what was then called the Convocation Center, which was the first arena of its size up in Northeast Arkansas, and which is now called the First National Bank Arena. He was also here for the dedication of the clock tower. He spoke then. I believe he was president at the time when he did that. And so whenever you get a chance to have a former president come to your campus, you should grasp that opportunity. We had this opportunity to present itself relatively late in the game, so it's this is a quickly developing story that he's available and interested to come speaking here. And we're excited about this opportunity for our students and our faculty, staff, and the community to have an opportunity to come hear from him about things that are happening or things that are on his mind. I'm not exactly sure what his topic will be just yet, but it's exciting to have that. You know, not only is he a former president, but he's also an Arkansan. And so I know he understands who we are and the challenges that we face. And so I'm looking forward to that. You know, we are in the midst of changing a lot of things we're doing on our campus. And one of them is to provide more opportunities like this for our community to come onto our campus and to hear from big name speakers like President Clinton. And so this is the first of a series. This actually is being funded by the Riceland Foods Foundation, which has provided the funding for this speaker. And there are funds that will be made available every year to bring on at least once a year, have a speaker of this caliber come to our campus. And we're already working on the next speaker now. I can't reveal who that will be, but it will also be a very recognizable name. I think there'll be a lot of excitement about the next speaker as well. And this, I think, goes along really well with our entire plan for Arkansas State to provide an enriched environment for our students and for our faculty and staff, but also for our community. People come onto our campus to hear and to see people who have made the news and who have been actively involved in creating the history of Arkansas, but also the United States as a whole.
Yeah, and you use the word excitement, and so many people, from the day that it was announced, back on January 31st, from the day it was announced to, I mean, up to today, I mean, there's been a huge excitement about it. People have been really excited about him coming to Arkansas State to be able to speak, and as you say, what he's going to talk about.
Sure, and it was, you know, there's one of my favorite movies is Jaws, and there's a line in there that says, we're going to need a bigger boat. Well, we might need a bigger auditorium for this. We actually sold out of tickets almost immediately. And not, I say sold out because there were free tickets.
Sure.
But the allotment went out. That, I think, represents a lot of the excitement. We're planning overflow facilities for people to be able to watch it through video means. And we have a wait list out the door right now. And so we're really excited about the fact that people are excited about it. And so,
yeah.
And that's what universities should be doing. They should be creating opportunities for people to get another perspective on the world that they may not have a chance to see or hear before, and also to a chance to be in the same space of someone like President Clinton.
And right now, Dr. Kelly Damphis joins us here, Chancellor of Arkansas State University. Another thing the university does is it provides, of course, opportunities for people and organizations to be able to come together to be able to support good causes. And that's one thing that Arkansas State has been doing by way of the Race for the Cure. I love the pink wig that you're that you have.
Yeah,
you know,
people don't realize that's my own personal wig. No, it's not my wig. No, so they have so we're very supportive of the Coleman Race for the Cure, and this is really focused primarily on breast cancer awareness and raising money for research and hopefully to find a cure for cancer. And it is another responsibility we have as a university to provide a service for our community. And so just like bringing a big name speaker onto campus and into the community, also supporting activities of our friends who are involved in things like, you know, the fight against cancer. And this includes supporting personally the Stravaganza event with the Super Bowl party that is done to raise money for St. Jude. Our campus Community is very active, especially among our students, in raising money for St. Jude and the wonderful work that it does. And then the Race for the Cure is becoming a big thing for our campus. Last year was the first year that we held it on our campus. The student athletes were very involved in it, and will be again this year. It is their fundraising service activity. They volunteer all along the course, handing out bottles of water and encouragement and so on. It's the one time that the most fit athletes on our campus stand by and watch the least fit people on campus, including me, actually being active and walking and or running a 5K.
Sure.
Normally, it's the opposite way around. The people who need the exercise are watching people who are getting who already are pretty fit.
Right.
But we're excited about that. The students love being involved in it. I love having that on our campus because it's really just another way to get people to come on our campus and realize that we are here for the community. I love seeing the survivors lead us out into the run or the walk. I love seeing the signs on up and down Main Street of the people who are either being memorialized or being honored as survivors of a breast cancer diagnosis. And I love the fact that this is a community-wide event and that we're in many ways central to it. So I got to wear a pink wig because I'm officially called one of the big wigs, and it's really about promoting the event. Terry Mahajer, and also one of our faculty members, is also a big wig as well. And
sure.
So it's a fun event, and we're looking forward to having everyone come. I hope that people will look for the link to enroll, register in the event. I think it's $25 to enroll in the early bird and $30 if you do it late. And all that money goes directly to the research and the other efforts of the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Sure. And that's going to be in April, right?
It's April 27th, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's going to be taking place on the campus. It's always a great event to be able to have there. When it was announced, I remember the excitement when it was announced because it was held in Little Rock, and it still is held in Little Rock, when they said they were going to hold it in Northeast Arkansas, in an area where, unfortunately, you have high breast cancer rates in that regard. Boy, just a lot of people were so excited, and it's great to see the excitement continuing to build around this great race and around a great organization as well.
And everyone has a connection to cancer somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And breast cancer, again, is very widely spread.
Yep.
Not just among females, but among males as well. On our own campus, two of our coaches in athletics have wives who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, and they're dealing with the diagnosis and the treatment. And what I've discovered by watching them go through this is that it doesn't just affect the person who's been diagnosed, but the entire family can be affected by this. And so it's great for us to support not just those who've been diagnosed, the survivors and the victims, but also the family members as well.
Let's also talk about the P20 Educational Initiative. I know that got kicked off in January. And kind of tell us about what that is and how that will impact Arkansas State, please.
That's a great question. I'm really excited about this program. There is, on most college campuses, at least some amount of angst about the preparation that our students have coming in to write and to read, especially. Remediation rate across the country is relatively high for incoming freshmen, people having to remediate in either reading or in mathematics. And the most common refrain is to blame K-20 or even P-20, K-12 or P-12. And I think that while there are certainly issues in that area, I also feel like I have some responsibility because I'm a citizen of our community. And so instead of merely blaming K-12 or P-12, I started thinking about what can I as a citizen or even as a chancellor for a university do to help prepare either our student teachers better prepare their students when they become teachers to become students at Arkansas State or when they go to college, or current administrators or current teachers or current school boards or current parents to help, get us through this problem. One of the problems we're facing in the state of Arkansas is that fewer and fewer students are actually going to college, and part of that is related to the economy. A lot of jobs out there, and so people are not going, but less than half of the high school students last year in Arkansas who graduated from high school went to college, something like 48 or 47%. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately going to be long-term a problem. Some of them are going into the workforce because there are jobs there. Some of them certainly never thought about going to college, but some of them really want to go to college or may desire to go but don't know either how to get there or are concerned that they can't afford to go or may not have the right information or may not have – or even worse, may be fully qualified to go but not believe that they can go or be successful.
Yeah.
And so the P20 effort is an effort to take some ownership over the issue of college readiness, college preparedness, and college going rates and to see if we can create a collaboration between university researchers, university community, including our students, and local and actually statewide, hopefully, high schools and junior highs and elementary schools and actually preschool as well, administrators and teachers and leaders there, and see if we can come together to learn more about how we can better prepare students to go to college and to be more successful in high school so that they are better able to succeed when they go to college. More importantly, that they know that college is an option for them and that they're welcome either at a community college nearby or at a place like Arkansas State. So this is not Big Brother coming in to fix problems because we actually will benefit by these kinds of collaborations. Our students will have the opportunity to serve in the community. Mm-hmm. Our faculty and staff will have an opportunity to engage in research and collaborative exercises. We will learn from each other and help each other in the long run. We're calling our program P-20, so that's preschool through university graduation.
Mm-hmm.
There are K-20 programs in many other states, and so we're modeling after those programs. And they are meant to enrich the opportunities for young people in the state to better prepare them to be successful in high school, to graduate, and then go off to college if that's where they want to go, if they have a desire for that. I'm not someone who says everybody needs to go to college because I understand why you may not go to college. But everyone who wants to go to college, who desires to go to college, whose parents are encouraging them to go to college, I do want to do everything I can to make sure that there's a pathway for them, one way or the other, to get in there and then to be successful and to graduate. Going to college is not enough. Graduating is what makes a difference.
Absolutely. And you think about the people who can be your ambassadors for this, and I think some of the biggest ambassadors are the students, you know, who are excited about what's going on at Arkansas State, who've loved the experience they have at A-State, and they can go out to local high schools, you know, and then just keep spreading the word, I guess.
I'm convinced that the best recruiters we have are sitting in our classrooms right now.
Yeah.
Not at the front of the room, but in the room itself. Our current students are incredible ambassadors for us and can be great role models for the students that they left behind in their home schools. And we're actually working this past year. We've been training our students to go back home when they go back on Thanksgiving break or winter break or spring break, to go back and go talk to their home high school and say, hey, last year or 2 years ago, I was a senior here and I wasn't sure I could make it, but I went to college and you can too. And maybe you think you're not smart enough, or maybe you think you can't afford to go, but there are ways to be successful. I did it and you can too. And they can relate to their fellow hometown students far better than I could or our vice chancellor for enrollment management. There's only one of him, and there's only so many recruiters we have, but those young people can really teach and lead and inspire their hometown in a way that we never could. And so we're trying to capitalize that on as well.
So I know you had a kickoff in January, and I imagine this will continue to build as you go along.
Yeah, that kickoff was I've likened it to a small acorn that grows a mighty oak. It
mm-hmm.
was a small coalition of local folks here, both from private schools and public schools and folks from our campus coming together. They broke off into small groups and talked about certain aspects of the potential for P20.
Mm-hmm.
And that will continue to grow. And we will focus regionally right now because that's the easiest thing for us to do. But our hope is to expand this statewide over time. And that will take some leadership and some time and some private resources to help fund colloquia and opportunities for us to come together to talk and to share But I have high hopes for this. I think this can go far beyond Jonesboro and far beyond Northeast Arkansas, but it can really benefit the entire state. And it is mission determined. That is, we are not doing this just for to glorify ourselves or to give ourselves something to do. We really feel inspired to make sure that every student who wants to go to college can have an opportunity to do that, and that there are some school districts that really struggle with knowing how to best prepare their students to go off to college, and others that are doing wonderful work. And can we share that information with other schools and maybe scale up what is being done at a place like Tuckerman, for example, where 70% of their high school graduating class went off to college, compared to other schools where that number is like 35%. How can we learn from each other? And so I'm super excited about this. One of the biggest things we're doing this year is promoting this P20 Center.
And that's Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.